This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I was kind of busy traveling the last few days. We had all our Governor's Cup coverage and more. Last week there was this story about how a Democrat memo, the infighting, the Montana Democrat Party in chaos, infighting, you know, all the infighting that, of course, the liberal media mob did not want to tell you about during the legislative session. Okay, is it not surprising that this internal memo that was released? Actually, it looks like by the date of it, it was a little after towards the end of the legislative session. But why did it take so long for this to be reported on? Because you know, if there was an internal memo showing infighting within the Republican Party, boy, it would have been exposed immediately. Would have been reported on immediately. But why did they wait so long on this one? But anyway, my question is this, because I hadn't, last week when I saw all this reporting about, well, there's this internal memo showing this infighting within the Montana Democrat Party, but yet nobody actually shared the full memo. Now, you know, they'd seen the full memo and they reported on what they wanted to report on about the memo, but I didn't see anybody report the full memo. Now, maybe they have. And I missed it. Like I said, I've been traveling. If you guys have seen the full memo somewhere in print or, you know, a digital copy that a news organization or one of these liberal bloggers might have shared, hey, please send it my way. Happy to at least point folks in that direction, or at least say, okay, good. This outlet at least shared the full memo. But anyway, thankfully, while I was running into some friends last week during the Governor's Cup, all sorts of lawmakers and others that were there, somebody sent me the full memo. So I was reading through this memo here, and I need to actually remind myself, I need to do a story for our website here later this morning. The one crazy thing that did not get highlighted in the Democrat Party memo here. So I'm reading through this thing, and this, I think it was like a chief of staff for the Democrat Party leadership in the state legislature was complaining about how, you know, some Democrats were teaming up with some Republicans to get some of the stuff across the finish line. And anyway, so, but this is what this Democrat insider was really mad about. Really mad about. Get this. One of the things that this Democrat insider was complaining about was House Bill 818. From Representative Braxton Mitchell. Here's what is written in this memo here. House Bill 818 from Representative Braxton Mitchell purports to ban foreign funding for ballot measures, in practice making it more difficult for Democrats to gain the financial backing necessary to run a successful initiative campaign. Isn't that probably one of the most interesting things in this memo here? Well, I know some of you haven't seen the full memo yet, so you can't really be the judge of that. The Democrats are acknowledging in their own internal messaging that if they ban foreign funding from influencing ballot initiatives here in Montana, where are the Democrats going to get their money from? They have to get their money from foreigners if they want to undermine America and if they want to undermine Montana, to push the Montana Democrat Party agenda. They just said it.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine today, there's a nice little chance for a shower storm, mainly east of Billings. Otherwise, high temperatures from around 80 in Bozeman to 87 in the Billings area. For tonight, with clear skies, overnight lows from 52 in Bozeman to 63 in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s to around 90 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
The deaths of a New Jersey mother and her 11-year-old daughter in an auto accident last week, which was caused by an illegal migrant, is again spurring discussions about sanctuary laws and policies. The suspect, Raul Luna Perez, had been arrested for DUI twice already this year. Todd Lyons is the acting director of ICE.
Had the local jurisdiction just worked with us on those two previous DUI arrests that he had, or even the domestic violence arrest in 2023, ICE would be able to take that public safety threat out of the community.
Customs and Border Patrol Senior Advisor Ron Vitello says sanctuary policies need to go.
Federal law should trump this scenario.
Vitello adds that the changes at the border make it less likely for those charged with crimes to return.
They will most likely get prosecuted and removed again quickly.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, illegal border crossings are at a record low. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Dustin.
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Run! Run! The Democrats are claiming to be fighting, but in reality, they are running from the fight. You always talk about this internal Montana Democrat Party memo that exposes the divisions and the rifts within legislative Montana Democrats as well. But Texas legislative Democrats are literally running from the state right now. They lecture us about democracy, and yet they are running from democracy. They're not running from it. They have somebody is funding their private jet flights out of Texas, and they're fleeing to the crazy run state of Illinois right now. Big Boy Pritzker is actually probably the one who's probably funding some of their flights out of there, which you would think would be some sort of legal slash ethical violation, accepting major gifts like this from some very wealthy individual like J.B. Pritzker. But yeah, so Texas is in the middle of their redistricting right now. Their redistricting process, of course, that's done by the state legislature. We have a redistricting process here in Montana that's an absolute train wreck. Democrats have totally gerrymandered not only legislative districts, but the congressional districts here in Montana as well. They were hoping that by totally gerrymandering the congressional districts to make the Eastern District so very safe Republican that they could maybe squeak out a win in the Western Congressional District, but thankfully Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke has defeated them at every turn using his military background and his name ID and frankly just good policies to also combat the Democrats. He has blocked them from achieving a victory in the Western Congressional District. Texas is also looking to redraw their congressional districts. And the Democrats are the kings at gerrymandering. I mean, Illinois, you got to see the map of what their congressional districts look like. If you had to find a map that's worse than the legislative map that Montana Democrats designed here, where they took away all the voice and the power, basically, from rural people and consolidated the power with the elite university district crowds of Missoula and Bozeman. If you had to find an even worse map than that, look at Illinois or maybe even Massachusetts, where, you know, Donald Trump gets 40% of the vote, but yet do they even have one member of Congress that's a Republican in the state of Massachusetts? Is because of gerrymandering by the Democrats. But now the Democrats want to run. They are fleeing the state right now. Joe Rogan, influential podcaster Joe Rogan, had this to say about the Democrats and their constant shrieking and shrilling about democracy.
The Democrats saying anything's a threat to democracy is wild when they haven't had a primary since 2012. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's really wild. I mean, they kicked Bernie out. They made sure RFK Jr. wasn't in. And then when it came time for Kamala to run, no primary at all. They just put her in position.
Even rank and file Democrats are waking up and realizing their party doesn't represent them. It only represents the party machine.
I'm registered Democrat, but I hate my party.
I haven't voted for a Democrat really in the elections in quite a while. And yes, I voted a Republican many times because I like the policies better. Democrats have had terrible policies, and now we have the rise of the so-called progressives. They're really regressives.
They need to show more interest in working people instead of saying they're for working people.
If Democrats don't like the way they're losing power in Texas, the way to get it back isn't by running away. It's by running their cities better. Democrats should look at what DeSantis and Florida Republicans did. His policies made Florida so attractive, everyone moved there.
Yeah, this was the same response from Democrats here in Montana. Was they completely lost Great Falls. They completely lost Cascade County, which used to be actually a Democrat stronghold, not the county, but at least Great Falls itself, because of, you know, the historic blue-collar union job background of Great Falls. And because the Democrats have trampled on union folks, destroyed union jobs, and Trump has championed working-class folks, the Democrats lost Great Falls. So, but what's been the response of Democrats? Instead of changing their awful policies, they just want to gerrymander the process, which is what, you know, the Democrats here in Montana did. And they still didn't take control, essentially. Molly Hemingway was on the special report. She's the editor-in-chief of The Federalist. Molly Hemingway had this to say about Texas Democrats.
The real issue here actually is that Democrats have done a really good job with using their power in different states to maximize the number of congressional districts they can have. These Texas legislators fled to Illinois, one of the most gerrymandered states in the union. It's very difficult for Republicans to be elected there. You take a state like Massachusetts, which does, I think, had like 40% of the people voted for Trump and not a single Republican in Congress. And so what the real subtext of this issue is that Democrats have pretty much squeezed everything they can out of this type of redistricting in states that they control. Republicans, as per usual, are pretty late to the game, but they're trying to compete here as well. And so this is one of two major areas where Democrats get a systematic advantage. The redistricting that they've done so well in states that they control, but also because they get a number of extra seats because we count illegal aliens for congressional redistricting. And so in places with a lot of illegals, a lot of cities, they're able to squeeze out, again, more seats vis-a-vis the Republican districts. And so this is an important battle, but the subtext here is really that Republicans are finally playing the game.
All right, back with Montana Talks right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. William Shakespeare wrote about the winter of our discontent in Richard III. The line which follows that famous quotation suggests a grim winter morphed into a glorious summer. Well, that glorious summer may have dissipated for House Republicans. 2025 is now the summer of discontent for Republicans. The party is cleaved over the Epstein files. Or as the bard might say, to release or not to release, that is the question. Many Republicans want the Epstein issue to disappear, but there's a cohort of conservative House Republicans well tapped into the MAGA base who are apoplectic that the Trump administration hasn't coughed up the files. That group of lawmakers represents a core component of the Trump coalition, and it's growing more disaffected by the day. Democrats were more than happy to egg on the Epstein file effort, especially since some Republicans were upset with House Speaker Mike Johnson about how GOP leaders handled the Epstein issue. And a dispute over the Epstein files blocked Republicans from addressing other legislative issues, so the House left slightly early for its August recess. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, it was so great to catch up with Riggs Johnston, the pro golfer from Libby, Montana, 25 years old, just back from the British Open. He's just about to head off to Trump International in Scotland. We had a fun conversation during the Montana Governor's Cup in Columbia Falls. We aired that on Monday's Montana Talks. What's coming up on Tuesday? We'll get back to the big news of the day. John Jackson, the Joker from X in the House, taking your phone calls and more.
A message from Fire Safe Montana. It has been indicated that Montana is headed towards a significant wildland fire season. Now is the time for you and your community to begin your fuel mitigation efforts. Neighborhood meetings, fuel mitigation around your property, planning escape routes, practicing the route. Right now is the time for action. Your local emergency management agency can be contacted for more information. This message brought to you by Fire Safe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
The Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Lane Nordland, and this is the Western Ag Network. The company that has built its brand by calling plants meat may soon be rebranding itself. Beyond Meat is reportedly planning to drop meat from its corporate name as sales continue to fall and criticism grows louder for the alternative protein company. In an interview with Fast Company, Beyond Meat CEO Ethan Brown said the company is shifting focus from imitating meat to highlighting plant-based proteins for what they are. But that move may have come from increased pressure on the Food and Drug Administration to toughen up guidance for fake meat companies that would prevent them from using misleading labels on plant-based products. Recently, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association submitted formal comments to the FDA, urging tougher guidance to stop plant-based companies from using terms like meat in imagery of cattle or ranchers. NCBA President Nebraska Cattleman Buck Werbein said, quote, "If you're manufacturing products to replace beef that contain no real meat, you should not be using terms that are specific to livestock." He added, these companies shouldn't be allowed to trade on beef's good name. Meanwhile, Beyond Meat posted a $52.9 million loss in Q1 of 2025. U.S. sales continue to slide. Its stock is now trading just above $3 a share, down more than 50% this year from highs of over $100 a share just 5 years ago. You're listening to the Western Ag Network.
Cattle producers join Western Video Market Monday, August 11th at Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming for their next big summer video sale. 40,000 head of cattle sell, leading off with some reputation special program, wean calves and yearlings. There's also a large consignment of high-quality beef on dairy cross cattle out of Kansas. For all the details and list of consignments, visit WVMcattle.com. Sale time is 8 a.m. Watch live online or on the Dish Network, channel 998.
At Ag West, we know ag financing like you know office hours are all the hours. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. You can find us anytime, day or night, at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer. Equal housing lender.
This year's winter wheat harvest is inching closer to wrapping up, but weather definitely impacting producers in the northern plains from getting harvest done. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has more on the nation's winter wheat crop as of this weekend.
We're getting down to the end of the winter wheat harvest. National progress at 86% by August 3rd. That is 1 point behind the five-year average, 1 point behind last year at this time. A big gain from where we started off with that early harvest delay in the south due to heavy rain. Increasing list of states reaching the 100% completion mark on harvest, and that does include top producer Kansas coming in this week at 100% harvested, just ahead of the five-year average of 99%. Harvest really taking off in parts of the north at this time. Still a little behind on the progress in states like Montana, 30% harvested despite doubling their progress from the previous week of 15%. Typically at this date, August 3rd, the Montana harvest is 40% complete. Also moving along pretty nicely in the northwest, Washington State moving up to 54% harvested this week. Five-year average is just 45%.
Nebraska is right on pace with its five-year average with 79% of its winter wheat harvested. Idaho at 33% and South Dakota 79% harvested. I'm Wayne Northland, Western Ag Network.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, lots to talk about this morning here on Montana Talks. Senator Steve Daines was on Fox News talking about the Trump-Russia collusion hoax and what more has been exposed here in just the last couple of weeks alone. Victor Davis Hanson talks about the American advantages when it comes to rare earth minerals and the many advantages that the United States already has over China that, of course, we haven't taken advantage of. So lots to get to, but let's get to your phone calls, 294-0970. Nancy in Roundup, what's your thoughts on this Texas redistricting debate?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. Well, first, I want to offer my condolences to the family members who lost loved ones in the murder spree in Anaconda at the Owl Bar. It was just awful. And I just have one thing to say, PTSD. It's too easy to blame the military for the actions of these people that go on these rampages. I've had veterans, including my own father, say the people that do this had problems even before they got into the military. So PTSD, I don't know, I think there's more to it than that. So I agree.
Yeah, I mean, the Attorney General said the same yesterday. I mean, Attorney General Austin Knutson said that he thinks, you know, he's seen drug-fueled activity that has had crazy outcomes. And so, yeah, good point.
And as far as the redistricting, I believe the Supreme Court's going to have to step in. They're going to have to stop this. They've been somewhat vocal on it. And, well, like you said, look what it's done to our state. 18 seats were given to the Democrat Party. And, you know, Massachusetts and Illinois, they have no Republican representatives for Congress. So it's got to come to an end, because this is how they're trying to take over our country. So I do believe that it is wrong, and Texas Governor Abbott's holding his guns. I mean, he's going to have them arrested. And you know that Jasmine Crockett. I mean, what is she even doing as a representative? The woman is so illiterate and ignorant. I mean, she just called President Trump a filthy, vile name. I mean, you know, it's like they treating our government politics like back alley ghetto politics, and it's not the way it works. Obama tried that, and it backfired on
her. Well, I think Jasmine Crockett is smart. I just think she's a phony. I think she puts it all on as an act. She puts it all on as an act so that she can pretend to be this tough, hardworking, I come from the inner city, when she's a total phony. She came from a very privileged background, shall we say, here. So she puts on this act so that she can try to appeal to the liberal, the woke, white, liberal MSNBC crowd. Yeah, all right, great to hear from you, Nancy. Thanks for calling in. Speaking of Jasmine Crockett, old jazz hands, Jazzy Crockett. Jesse Waters, you know, they were talking about how redistricting in Texas could redistrict her out of Congress, and Jesse Waters is saying, but she's such a great foil to have, because she just makes that whole party look like the joke that it is right now. And Roundup mentioned Jasmine Crockett, the Texas Democrat member of Congress, Jesse Waters. I just played that Joe Rogan clip that Jesse Waters featured on Fox News last night. Jesse Waters also shares this from Jazzy Crockett.
Jazzy Crockett, who fled D.C. during the pandemic with a cohort of fleabaggers because Republicans were about to pass voter ID, may actually lose her seat to redistricting. And guess who she blames?
Because the Supreme Court has paved the way for half the stuff that we see that's going on. Listen, Donald Trump is a piece of shit. Okay, we know that. Yes, yes. He is.
Part of me feels what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But I'd also like to keep Crockett in Congress because she's such a delicious foil.
All right, Jesse Waters on that one. Meanwhile, Sean Hannity had a montage of how Democrats are just absolutely freaking out that Texas Republicans are going to be responsible and be in charge of redrawing their congressional district boundaries there. When Democrats have come up with the worst gerrymandered congressional and legislative districts all around the country. Here's a montage Hannity shared last night.
Texas will redraw its districts. Republicans will gain seats in the House. This is, you know, typical, predictable, performative art from Democrats, and another dramatic plea for attention, another desperate smear against President Trump as well. Take a look.
Democrats are going to respond from coast to coast and at all points in between to this effort to steal the midterm elections.
The tool they're using is a racist, gerrymandered map.
It's starting in Texas, but if this happens, all Americans will suffer.
If Republicans are willing to rewrite these rules to give themselves an advantage, then they're leaving us no choice. We must do the same.
I'm telling you right now, we need to win in the midterm. We need to stop him from cheating, from lying, and from stealing the election. And if they're doing something to add their congressional seats, we need to look at our ways of doing that right now.
All bets are off when the cult leader and, you know, would-be dictator of the United States tells Texas to midstream change the game when they know that they're going to lose in 2026. All bets are off.
Yeah, these people have just totally lost their minds. And I think the reason why they've totally lost their minds is because Donald J. Trump is so successful right now. I mean, look at everything he's gotten done in his first 6 months in office right now. And so they can't stop the Trump train. They can't stop this freight train. So instead, they just sit there and throw their temper tantrums, and that's what they're doing here with this whole Texas situation. Yeah, even CNN, you got to hear what CNN is even saying about Donald J. Trump. What are they calling him, like the most influential president of this century? Here is where, you know, of course, only the first quarter of the way into this century, but maybe we'll get to that next. Plus, phone lines are open for you.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Let's actually get to this one next here. Let's get to Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines was on Fox News talking, not only giving his update on the manhunt. You just heard the update there from Dennis Bragg and the Montana State News Network. Of course, using audio from our conversation with Attorney General Austin Knutson yesterday morning as well here, but Senator Steve Daines also gave an update on the manhunt near Anaconda for the shooting suspect there. Anyway, let's just jump right into it here. Senator Daines also talks about the latest developments in the Trump-Russia collusion hoax.
Now, joining us tonight to talk about the manhunt that is now underway in his state is Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines. He serves on the Foreign Relations Committee as well. Sir, thanks for taking time with us this evening. We're going to return to that manhunt story going on in your state in just a moment. But I want to ask you about our leading story tonight. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, has launched a grand jury probe into the Russiagate scandal. She's obviously following a criminal referral from Tulsi Gabbard. They believe that Democrats back in 2016 conspired to hurt the candidacy and the presidency of Donald Trump. Obama administration officials, of course, say we never said Russia interfered in the 2016 election. We said they tried to. What's your take on all of this?
Look, this is a serious matter. The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has issued a criminal referral to the Attorney General of the United States. I can't tell you, and we can't all say how many times we heard the Democrats talking about President Trump and Russia and interference in the elections by the Russians to help President Trump. President Trump said without stuttering over and over again, these are lies, this is nonsense. I hope justice will finally prevail and President Trump will be exonerated by the Justice Department, perhaps a grand jury, as we see what the truth is behind these lies spread by the Democrats, this collusion theory between the Russians and President Trump in the election 2016.
Not much detail known publicly yet tonight, but we will be tracking it as it develops, of course. Back to this manhunt, sir, going on in your state. The suspect, Michael Brown's been on the lam now for more than 72 hours. As much as people who know him are talking about how mentally ill he is, he can't be in that poor shape if he's managing to subsist on his own and evade capture for that long.
Well, it's such a tragic situation. Of course, the town of Anaconda has been just been a gut punch, as there have been four citizens there that were murdered, the bartender and three patrons on Friday. But Michael Brown, as you described, was suffering mental illness challenges. He went in and shot those four in that bar, and then he fled just west of Anaconda. I mean, this is a local. He knows the territory well, but I can tell you I'm very proud of law enforcement. We've got the FBI. We've got our county sheriffs across multiple counties, as well as highway patrol resources and others that have got a perimeter around him. We're hoping that we will bring him and apprehend him, bring him to justice soon. But he's hiding just west of Anaconda. And we pray for the safety of those brave men and women who are operating a 24/7 operation. They're using infrared cameras. They've got dogs. They've had a few hits with the dogs. I'm hopeful that very shortly our law enforcement is going to bring this guy and apprehend him and bring him out.
I did see, by the way, that Governor Greg Gianforte and Attorney General Austin Knutson are holding a press conference in Anaconda here later this morning as well. So we'll keep you posted on any developments that we hear in the meantime. And, of course, I've stayed in contact with the Attorney General's office and the Montana Department of Justice so that as soon as they get any breaking news that they'll share that with us so that we can share that with you. All right, 406-294-0970. The phone lines are open for you. There you had Senator Steve Daines talking about the latest developments in the Russia hoax. Mike Davis with the Article 3 Project was also on Fox. And, of course, we are your Fox News affiliate here. 1370 KXTL Butte in Anaconda, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 1340 KPRK Livingston, and 970 KBUL Billings here in the early morning hours of this show. But, yeah, Mike Davis talked about how Russiagate is the greatest scandal in American history.
Here to dissect the seismic development is Mike Davis, founder of the Article 3 Project. Mike, before we get into what the Democrats are saying about this, I want to walk through the process here. Who would be your first witness before this grand jury?
Well, I don't know if they're going to participate. They'll probably claim the Fifth Amendment, but you'd have someone like Brennan, Clapper, Comey. There are a lot of people. Hillary Clinton's campaign, Hillary herself. There is evidence that a lot of President Obama's top officials, maybe even President Obama himself, politicized and weaponized law enforcement and intel agencies to harm President Trump's campaign and help Hillary Clinton's campaign. And they continued this conspiracy to this day. They hobbled his presidency and they have continued this conspiracy. So now, there are a lot of potential witnesses.
Now, CNN has a big story tonight, essentially saying what Rich Edson just related, that nothing that was released by Gabbard in these documents indicate anything contrary to the idea that Russia was trying to help Donald Trump and hurt Hillary Clinton. That's what they're maintaining throughout this entire thing, basically shrugging off the DNI as just, you know, this is just political hot air to try to help Trump now. Your reaction to that?
I think that is a distraction by these lawfare Democrats. They know they face serious legal jeopardy, the most serious legal jeopardy you can face, including a criminal indictment. So I would say to these lawfare Democrats, if you have nothing to worry about, why are you lawyering up?
Well, at this
point. All right. Yeah. Great points there by Mike Davis. By the way, I think this ties into another narrative that you're seeing coming out of the left, coming out of Democrats, even here in Montana. Molly Hemingway, I shared a clip from her earlier talking about Texas and redistricting. But she was on Media Buzz with Howard Kurtz on Sunday morning, and RealClearPolitics.com summed this up here. That was on Fox News Channel's Media Buzz Sunday morning. But she made a point here how the media is using Epstein to avoid covering Obama's complicity in the Russia hoax and how suspicious it all is. So there's really a couple of different points here that Molly Hemingway from The Federalist is brilliantly making here. Isn't it interesting how the very same media, the very same liberal media mob that refused to cover the Epstein scandal and the connection to Democrats like Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, and the rest of the crew, all of a sudden, that's all they seemingly want to talk about. And they don't want to cover Obama's complicity in the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax because, of course, they were complicit in the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax as well. But it also makes you wonder, okay, so it makes you wonder, okay, so just like they planted fake intelligence, just like they cooked the books to manufacture a fake Russia hoax against Donald J. Trump during his first term in office, you mean to tell me that Joe Biden and the Democrats have been in charge of the federal government for the last 4 years, up until, of course, this year, and that they wouldn't have planted any other phony intelligence, any other phony so-called evidence to cook up another hoax? And that's exactly what Molly Hemingway is referring to here. Basically, they're cooking the books once again, and they're pretending to care about something they never cared about before so that they can cover up for the hoax and the coup that they pulled on the American people, not just on Trump, but on the American people as well here. That's why we just never fall for any of their stunts and in any of their BS here. Hey, it's still summertime in Montana. Man, it's August, great time to get out on the water. But here's the deal. If you got a camper, man, even getting out on the water, there's still some great times to be had in September. And I enjoy camping in the fall sometimes even more than in the summertime, you know, because the temperatures are a little cooler. Plus, then you got a camper you can take out when you go out on hunting trips and things like that. But I'll tell you what, if you don't have a camper or a boat, you want to get out on the water, you want to enjoy the great Montana outdoors, get a hold of our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. Family-owned. Largest inventory, Montana family owned, by the way, as well. They've got the largest selection of boats and RVs in a 5-state region. Now, of course, you can go to brettsrv.com and recon some of the campers and the boats if you want online. Or if you're in Lockwood or Missoula or Butte or want to make the trip, go see our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. Yeah, great locations in the Billings, Butte, and Missoula areas.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I have been paying very close attention to what I see as a rise in virulent hatred and anti-Semitism. Israel, the only democracy in the region. The level of ignorance is breathtaking to me, but let's start at that point here. The latest argument has been Israel is committing genocide. They're starving the people of Gaza. You know, over 100 million meals have been served to the people of Gaza. And unfortunately, Hamas, that the Palestinian people put in power, often takes the money for food or the food for themselves and doesn't share it with the people that are in need.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, "This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar." This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at Goldco. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine today, there's a nice little chance for a shower storm, mainly east of Billings. Otherwise, high temperatures from around 80 in Bozeman to 87 in the Billings area. For tonight, with clear skies, overnight lows from 52 in Bozeman to 63 in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s to around 90 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
This is exactly why we need to revitalize our timber industry, and we need to get these mines up and running in northwest Montana. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I had a great conversation with the executive director of Love, Inc., Love in the Name of Christ. They have a new chapter in Lincoln County, Libby, Montana. And we were talking about how they're working to meet the needs of those in need and why it's so important we get these jobs up and running. Check out the full audio on the Montana Talks app.
Everyone decisions.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So the random start, the random opener for the 6 o'clock hour of the show here, I talked about how I got my hands on this internal Montana Democrat Party memo, which shows all the divisions and the infighting in the Montana Democrat Party. Now, of course, you know, it takes until the end of July slash August for the liberal media mob to report on Democrat Party infighting. And by the way, I think the only reason why they're now reporting on this is because I think they hope that it provides cover for some of the legislative Republicans that were working against their own party leadership. And so I think that's the other intent here, is that they're trying to provide, in a roundabout way, cover fire for the Republicans that went against their own party leadership here. But that's another part of the story. But I pointed out how one of the most interesting things that I read in this internal Democrat Party memo in Montana is that they are openly saying, well, not openly, because, you know, the memo was hidden for quite some time, but they plainly state in their own internal memo that they believe that if we ban foreign funding in ballot initiative campaigns, that will hurt the Montana Democrats' fundraising advantage. And isn't it interesting that now, what are the Democrats focused on here? I just saw some phony guest opinion column from former Montana Secretary of State Boo Boone, you know, the guy who lost the governor's race for the Republicans, and now is just fully in bed with the Democrats and the radical left. Every time I see him, he always looks angry, by the way, too. It's like, man, you know, you used to be a happy guy. What happened to you? You jump in bed with the Democrats, now you're angry all the time. But isn't it interesting now, you know, now you've got the Democrats now. Are they getting foreign money to fund their dark money ballot initiative campaigns? You know, while I was out, while John was manning the studio last week, there was a couple of stories here. The Montana Television Network has this. Supporters submit proposed ballot measure to enshrine Montana judicial elections as nonpartisan. To enshrine Montana judicial elections as nonpartisan. So absurd, so phony, complete spin, and of course the liberal media runs with it every single time. These are far-left activists getting dark money, Democrat mega donor money, so they can continue to have partisan left-wing activists on the Montana Supreme Court. There's another ballot initiative that they're trying to push here as well. But that's the other thing. My point being here is that the other thing that becomes very clear in this internal memo from the Montana Democrat Party showing all their divisions is there is a lot of emphasis in this memo about why they have to prevent judicial candidates from running with a party affiliation. So here you have the Democrats in this memo emphasizing how important it is that they prevent free speech in judicial elections, that they prevent judicial candidates from running with a party affiliation. And yet here's a bunch of Democrat dark money promoting a ballot initiative to prevent that very thing from happening. And then in the same memo, they openly acknowledge, while Democrat dark money is pushing this ballot initiative, they acknowledge in their very own internal memo that they believe they benefit so greatly from foreign money. There's bans on foreign money in American elections.
Congress, President, Senate, you name it. But the massive loophole has been foreign money allowed to influence ballot initiative campaigns in Montana. Now, the Republican legislature passed a bill to rein that in. Hopefully, it's still got enough teeth on it. But the Democrats are fully admitting that they raise a whole bunch of money from foreign people that should have no role, no say in our government whatsoever. This is a massive scandal.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.